Lift up my head and he lifts up my heart and my troubles just all away. Children, great, great evening. wash around, and when the trumpet sounded, everybody won't shoot. Walk around the city, came tumbling down, nothing but everything from the hungry lion. He rode the water time before Moses and his men. He led the people down the beach and on the gentle skin. The Lord taught the ocean and the mighty winds. He sang the hills from the fire from his tears. He rode the greatest ones from the city tears. Never will forsake his man, and now when they come, safely he will lead his faithful children on. God was in front of Jonah, though the name of the land, but he disobeyed the Lord behind the way. Then Jonah got converted to obey the command from the way the Lord delivered him on that day. The Lord delivered him from the hungry lion's den. From the waters back before of Moses and his men. He led the people out of Egypt upon the Genesis. The Lord had calmed the ocean and the mighty winds. He said, hey, the children from the mighty furnace too. He rose the world and made his life a promise and to. Never would forsake his man, and now when they come, safely he will lead his faithful children on home. The Lord has raised a dead and called it blind in the sea. But the devil spots and turned the water to wine. But the Lord is the same today and now forever will be. There's no other power like the Savior divine. The Lord delivered him from the hungry lion's den. He rose the waters down before Moses and his men. He led the people and the nation upon the Genesis. The Lord calmed the ocean and the mighty winds of truth. He saved the hidden children from the fiery furnace too. He rode the world and bring his life to promise and he do. Never will forsake his matter, not when they come. Safely he will lead his faithful children on home.
I was always worried that Ron's eyes were going to pop out. You might have never knew. I thought I was going to do that part.
You know, when I first came to the quartet, of course, we didn't have enough suits to go around. And so, since I was kind of the new guy, I had to take Tom Arnold's suit. Now, if you just check Tom and then look at me, especially back in those days, Tom's just a little bit bigger than me. And I just remember trying that suit on. I had to take 3 steps to make the pants move. Just saying. a little more serious note. We got to travel all over the country. We were just blessed in doing that. It was just fun. I got to meet so many different people, and I'll never forget that. One of the things that just strikes my heart is all across this country are people just like you and me. I don't care if you go to California, you go to New York, you go to Texas, it's just like us. It's like us. And they have the same needs, the same hurts, the same troubles and struggles that we all have. And one of the things that I saw in those brothers and sisters across the country, I'd see a little piece of Jesus in one that would just be so special to them. Right now, I'm just looking at Hector right now. And you know what? I see a little part of Jesus in Hector that I have never seen in anyone else. I look at Susie up front, I see a little bit of Jesus that I have never seen anywhere else. I mean, Jesus, he's painted a picture with his people. And if you just see enough of them, you get this, that picture just starts coming out. And it has touched my heart. I see all these brothers up here that I've sang that so many times. I see Jesus. I just don't know anything better than that.
Praise God.
I'm seeing Jesus.
Right.
It's been a great time. By the rivers of Babylon, where he sat down, and there he wept when he remembered Zion.
For the wicked
carried us away in captivity, required from us a song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a
Can't believe we tried to do that the same keys we always did.
But it hurt a lot.
Somebody else.
they're faithful to the Lord.
They're faithful to the Lord today. Some of the strongest Christians you ever knew. A little rough start.
Yeah. Thanks to my eloquence. Speaking of evangelism, we shared this one. The guys, we had a great time in Nashville a couple years back, was it? So Acapella was celebrating a major milestone, and these guys came in, flew in, and sang as part of that big anniversary. And we try to do that about every 5 years, so I think we're due for another one in 3 years. So y'all come to Nashville, wherever it's going to be. Hope to see you guys there as we sing together. This song was pretty evangelistic, too. Or at least the feedback we got from people, because it really makes you think, especially young people, because we think we have, young people just think they have infinite amount of time to change and to get their lives right.
Trailer we had, we call it the Goslin or something, I don't know. but we load all the equipment in there. All of us would be packed into the old Blue Goose. And at one time, we were heading out across Utah or Nevada or someplace dark and arid. And I think Phil was driving. Keith was probably writing music. The girls were all asleep. Ron was underneath the blanket with a flashlight reading. And I was trying to keep myself busy. So I thought, I wonder what this flash unit would do. So I turned it on. It winds up. It's ready to go off. And I thought, I'm going to stick it under this blanket with Ron. I put it under the blanket. Thinking, this will shock Ron. But it lit the entire inside of the van up. And here we are. It's dark, 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 dark. The only lights on the road are coming from our van. And now everybody's like, trying to stay on the docks before we went off the road. Those were some of the exciting times that I tried to interject into those boring, long trips. I try to keep things, exciting. And when we go to, we'd be out on tour, the college gave us $7 a piece for food. So I would bring the lovely Sheila with me, the never-aging Sheila. And we'd go to the restaurant. We might split a grilled cheese sandwich with fries. But most of the time, we'd save our money because Keith would buy whatever he got, three plates of. He'd sit there, eat a little longer, plate, a little longer. And Phil wouldn't want to be left out or outdone. He would buy a big plate of something. So we would just sit and wait for both of them to get full.
Just
took
a wash.
Right
away.
And we just left right on. We actually made money on tour. He
was making it up.
No, can I get a witness?
Come on,
there was a little church, and I don't know where it is. It's just someplace over here in Ohio. And when we would get to the church, we'd go in, we'd set up our equipment. Then in between, Ron would all this equipment get us all sweaty and it was heavy. So we'd have to set it all up. And while Keith was, dialing it all in, we'd go find the men's room and we'd change our clothes. So I asked one of the men at the church, I said, "Hey, brother, where's the men's room?" And he says, "Oh, you just go out that door right there." So I walked out the door. And it was lawn. And I looked around and, they're about, 40, 50 feet away is a little wooden shack. So I walked up to it and I opened up the door. I stepped inside and I looked through the wooden hole and the wooden seat and there was a creek. The brothers and sisters there have been doing their business in the creek, but.
That was Marvin's story.
I don't know if that's really Marvin.
What I just said is down swimming fast in the shack.
That's not true.
Okay, so we started off with a trio, which we really never had a trio, we were always a quartet. We started out with a trio, but we thought we would close our concert with those six episodes. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's invite these guys back. Come on down. Oh, yeah. And this is one of Dave's favorites back in the day, wasn't it, Tom?
Yeah.
All right.
This is the day
when it's gonna rain. When
it's gonna rain, oh, you better get ready. Embarrassing by, for God showed the what, the rainbow's fine, it won't be what, the fire is high,
way back in the Bible days, Noah told people, said it's gonna rain, and after he told them, they paid it no mind, when it happened, they were left behind, and tell you
it's gonna rain, oh, you better get get ready and bear this in mind. For God sure know what the rainbow sign. It won't be water, but fire this time.
Tell me what your waters began to pour. They knocked on the window, they knocked on the door. They didn't know exactly what they should do. You don't want this to happen to you.
It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain. Oh, you better get ready and bear this in mind. For God sure knows what the rainbow sign. It won't be white, the fire is high.
But Noah said, I'm sorry, my friend. God shut the door and you can't get in. Something's gonna happen to the heart.
Second audition because it was just so hidden. We had a member come back and wasn't quite healed and cured, but it was enough that we saw, you know, we saw the possibilities, and he came into the quartet as a baritone down here because his voice was affected by the cold. Shortly thereafter, of course, he becomes tenor and high tenor and soprano and everything else. But he started out as a baritone, and I told him last night, I said, you know, what a difference this world would be if there had not been a New Life Quartet.
Amen.
If it never happened. And what a difference quartet singing has made to our nation.
It started
here. And God blessed us doing something we had no idea at all. None of us had ever done before. We had no clue, no training for it, but we loved this thing. And you know what? We loved each other. And we had a good relationship. I mean, it wasn't put on. We really enjoyed singing together. And we have been so blessed. And we thank you for allowing us to be a blessing.
Great job.
And Jim and Judy Zetterberg, I remember coming up before you and Jim and Judy.
Jim and Judy.
That's your voice, too. Hear me again. Oh, my. Wow, let's go.
Church, sing, acapella.